Cults have always kind of fascinated me. Like, how do people get caught up in those groups and do things, they'd never normally do? It's wild. So that's what we're looking at today.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff.
We've got this article, Understanding the Manipulative Tactics of Cults. It's pretty intense, actually.
It is, and it's not just about like the stereotypical fringe groups, the tactics they use, this manipulation stuff. You see it everywhere.
So this deep dive is like relevant to everyone, basically.
Totally. Whether you're into social influence or just, the human psyche in general.
Okay, so let's get into it. First things first. What is a cult? I mean, we hear the word, but what's the actual line between a normal group and a, full-blown cult?
Right. Well, the article talks about how the word cult can mean a small religious group, but psychologically, it's all about this manipulation, exploitation. It's about how they control people. It doesn't matter what they believe, really.
So less about what they believe, more about how they like enforce it.
Exactly. And one big way they do that is this social conditioning and isolation thing. Imagine being stuck in an echo chamber. Only one viewpoint, right? That's what cults do.
Like you're trapped in this bubble. Everything outside is bad or wrong.
Yeah, totally. They cut you off from the outside, control the information, keep repeating their narrative. And so, like, they warp your whole view of reality. The group becomes the only source of truth, the only safe place.
That makes sense.
And that creates this us versus them feeling,
Like they hijack your need to belong and like weaponize it.
Exactly. And then you've got all those intense group activities, chanting, singing, rituals, creating this feeling of unity, almost like euphoria. It's almost like they're bypassing your rational mind, going straight for the emotions.
Almost hypnotic, you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. And when you're in that state, it's so much easier to just like go along with things.
Less likely to question what's happening.
And then you add the peer pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Everyone's conforming. Everyone's praising the
It's
leader.
intimidating.
If you speak up, you risk being shamed, rejected.
You're trapped then, emotionally dependent, but also terrified to leave.
Exactly.
The article also mentions this traumatic narcissism thing.
Oh, right.
I'm not really sure what that means, though.
Yeah, it's pretty complex, but basically, people with like unresolved trauma from childhood, those with a fragile sense of self, they're more vulnerable to this stuff. Cults offer them this sense of belonging, validation, a strong leader figure.
Things they might have missed out on.
Exactly, like a parent figure almost, promising to protect and guide them.
But it's all fake, right? Just a way to control them.
Yeah, it's messed up. And the worst part is, cult leaders, they know how to spot these vulnerabilities.
Really?
They're like predators sniffing out insecurity, desperation, and then they swoop in with all these promises of love, acceptance, purpose.
That's pretty scary.
It is. They target people when they're most vulnerable, looking for connection, meaning
When it can happen to anyone, really.
it can. And it often starts subtly.
Not like join our cult right away.
No, it's gradual, slowly chipping away at your independence, your critical thinking.
So we need to learn to spot those warning signs, those tactics they use, so
Absolutely.
we can protect ourselves. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Looking forward to it. So before we get into red flags, I think, it's important to say, like, cults can target anyone, really.
Yes, true.
It's not just about being like vulnerable or whatever. We all have that need to belong, to find a purpose. Like, what's the meaning of it all?
I mean, everyone feels lost or uncertain at some point, right?
And that's exactly what these groups tap into. They offer a sense of community, this clear set of beliefs, and a leader, someone charismatic, promising all the answers.
It's seductive almost.
It is. But instead of, real support, real growth, what you get is manipulation, control.
So how do we spot those warning signs then? Early on, I mean.
Okay, well, one of the biggest ones is isolation.
Isolation.
Yeah, like if someone you know starts pulling away from their friends, their family, spending all their time with this new group and getting super secretive about it,
Yeah, that's suspicious.
that's a huge red
It's
flag.
like they're being pulled into like a different reality almost.
It is kind of like that. Their old life starts to disappear.
Friends, family, hobbies, all that.
Gone. And often they'll start talking differently too.
Really?
Yeah, using the group's jargon.
Ah, like their special language.
Exactly. Repeating the leader's ideology. And if you question their beliefs, they get like hostile, defensive.
So it's like a whole new identity then.
Yeah.
Totally wrapped up in the group.
Right. And that's why staying connected is so important.
Okay, yeah.
Like if you see someone, you know, showing these signs, don't wait. Reach out to them.
What do you say though?
Just, you know, tell them you're worried, that you care.
Okay.
Remind them that you're there for them no matter what.
But you got to be careful, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to push them away.
Don't be confrontational, yeah.
Or judgmental.
Exactly. Come from a place of empathy, understanding.
Okay.
Focus on how their behavior has changed, not necessarily what they believe.
So, like, instead of saying, this group is brainwashing you.
Right. Don't say that.
You'd say something like,
I've noticed you've been pulling away from your friends, your family. It worries me.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Just remind them of the person they were.
Yeah.
The stuff they used to enjoy, the relationships that mattered to them.
It's like gently pulling them back to reality, showing them there's a whole world outside the group.
Exactly. And it's not just about staying connected, you know?
Oh, right. There was something else in the article.
Critical thinking. Yeah.
That's huge.
Okay.
Cults, they thrive on blind faith, you know?
Okay.
No questioning allowed.
It's all about loyalty to the leader.
Exactly. So we got to encourage healthy skepticism. Question everything. Get different perspectives.
This is like that saying, if it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Yeah. Any group claiming they have all the answers, promising like instant enlightenment.
We're a utopia.
Yeah. Red flags all over the place.
Totally. And critical thinking, it's not just about analyzing information.
Oh.
It's also about knowing yourself.
Yourself.
Yeah, like your vulnerabilities, your biases, the things that make you susceptible to this stuff.
So it's both about the information itself and how we're processing it.
Exactly. We're all biased, you know.
Right.
We tend to believe what we want to believe.
It's true.
So question your assumptions.
Okay.
Challenge your own beliefs.
Be open to being wrong.
Yeah. It's not about being right all the time.
This is hard work. It is.
Yeah.
But it's how we learn, how we grow.
This is making me realize critical thinking is way more complicated than I thought.
It's not just being skeptical. You're right.
It's also being open-minded, self-aware.
Exactly. It's a combo. Questioning things. Being aware of our own biases.
Yeah.
And, you know, being humble enough to change our minds.
I like that.
And we can't forget about emotions either.
Emotions.
Yeah, manipulators. They love to use emotions.
How so?
They play on our fears, our desires, insecurities.
Okay.
Especially these days, online, you know.
Yeah.
It's all designed to trigger us, make us react without thinking.
So much of that.
It's overwhelming.
So how do we, like, not get swept away by all that?
It's tough.
Yeah.
We need to develop, like, an emotional filter.
An emotional filter.
Yeah, like, when you see something, you know, that makes you feel a strong emotion, take a step back.
Okay.
Ask yourself, what's the intent here? Is this trying to manipulate me? Or is it, you know, giving me real information, different perspectives?
That's a good point. Like hitting pause on our emotions, giving ourselves time to think before we, like, jump to conclusions.
Exactly. It's okay to feel things, of course.
Yeah.
But don't let your feelings make decisions for you.
I get it. So we've talked about being skeptical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being aware of our biases.
Yes.
And not letting emotions control us.
Right.
Is there anything else we can do to, like, get better at this critical thinking stuff?
One more thing, yeah.
Okay.
Pay attention to the language people use.
Language.
Yeah, like, is it loaded language? Is it meant to trigger you, frame the issue a certain way?
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, like pro-life, pro-choice.
Yeah. Right.
Those terms, they're chosen to appeal to certain values, emotions.
They make you feel a certain way.
Exactly. And if we're aware of that, we can look past the rhetoric.
Okay.
Engage with the actual arguments.
That's a good point. So the words themselves are part of the persuasion, basically.
Totally. And it's not just politics.
Oh, yeah.
We see it in advertising, marketing, even just like everyday talk.
Wow. So much to be aware of.
There is. It's subtle. It's nuanced.
This critical thinking stuff is a workout.
It is. But the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Practice makes perfect.
Something like that.
Okay, so we've got this whole toolkit now, right?
Yeah.
For navigating this crazy world with all its manipulation.
Exactly. But I want to go back to that self-awareness thing for a second.
Okay.
How does that help us resist this stuff?
That's a good question.
So Self-awareness is crucial because it helps us see our own weak spots.
Weak spots.
Vulnerabilities, yeah.
Okay.
The things that make us easy to persuade.
Right.
So when we know ourselves, we can spot those situations where, like, we might get tricked.
So it's like knowing your weaknesses.
Yes. So you can, like, anticipate when someone might try to use them against you.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, if you know you're a sucker for flattery.
Oh, yeah. Guilty.
Right. So be extra careful when someone's praising you. Laying it on thick.
Makes sense.
Or if you're impulsive.
Oh, yeah, that's me too.
Take your time to think things through, especially when someone's pressuring you.
Like, wait, slow down.
Exactly.
It's like having a personal bodyguard for your mind.
That's a great way to put it. And this self-awareness, it's a journey, you know?
Not just a one-time thing.
No, you got to keep working on it.
Keep reflecting.
Yeah, on your thoughts, your feelings, your actions.
Hmm.
Be honest with yourself. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?
So it's not just knowing yourself, but also like actively trying to improve.
Exactly. Build a stronger foundation.
Of self-knowledge, self-control.
You got it. Like, the better we know ourselves, the less power others have over us.
This whole deep dive has been amazing.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
We started with cults, their tactics.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about like these big ideas, you know, critical thinking, self-awareness.
It applies to everything, really.
Stuff we can use in every part of our lives.
Exactly. Remember, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
The more we understand about manipulation, the better we can recognize it, resist it.
Become more resilient.
Yes. More discerning.
And ultimately, more free.
Exactly.
All right, so we're back for the final part of this deep dive. We've been talking about cults. You know, their tactics, the whole psychology of why people get sucked in.
It's fascinating stuff, right?
Totally. But I'm kind of wondering, like, how do we take all this knowledge and use it to protect ourselves, not just from cults, but from manipulation in, like, any situation?
That's the key, right? It all comes down to critical thinking. The skills we need to resist those cult tactics, those are the same skills that help us make good decisions, you know, across the board.
So it's not about just avoiding certain groups. It's about building up this like stronger way of thinking we can use everywhere.
Exactly. Like mental self-defense training, you know. Right. And step one is developing that healthy skepticism.
Healthy skepticism.
Yeah. Don't just take things at face value, especially when it's coming from someone who's like got an agenda, a bias.
Makes sense. So like those too good to be true offers you see online all the time.
Exactly. Or pushy salespeople, you know. Yeah. Always be a little suspicious.
Right, right.
And that goes for the news too. Social media, all of it. Always consider, like, where's this info coming from? Who's saying it? Why?
It's like we got to become our own fact checkers.
Exactly. Don't just blindly believe what you're told. Ask questions. Dig deeper. Look for proof, you know. And even better, try to find different viewpoints. Compare them.
This reminds me of that, what is it, confirmation bias?
Oui.
Where you only look for stuff that already matches what you believe. It's like we're all building these little echo chambers without realizing it.
That's such a good point. It's so easy to fall into that trap. So part of critical thinking is, you know, being aware of our own biases.
So it's not just about being critical of the information. It's about being critical of our own thoughts, too. That's trippy.
It is. Question your own assumptions. Challenge your own beliefs.
Be open to being wrong.
Exactly. It's not about being right all the time.
Man, this is hard work.
It is, but it's how we learn, how we grow.
Okay, so much to think about. But it's not just about facts and logic, right? We've got to be aware of emotional stuff, too.
Absolutely. Emotional manipulation, it's everywhere.
It feels like it. Like, how do we even deal with that?
Well, we need to develop this, like, emotional detachment. Think of it as a filter.
A filter for our feelings.
Yeah. When you see something that triggers you, makes you feel a strong emotion, take a step back. Ask yourself, what's going on here? Is this trying to play me? Or is it legit?
Okay, so like hit the pause button on our feelings.
Yeah, give yourself a second to think before you react.
I can do that. So we're being skeptical, watching for biases, not letting our emotions run wild. Is there anything else to like boost our critical thinking game?
Language. Pay attention to the words people use. Are they loaded? Are they meant to make you feel a certain way?
Oh, I get it.
You know, like calling something a conspiracy theory shuts down the conversation.
Right.
That's loaded language.
Hmm. So even the words themselves can be part of the manipulation.
Totally. And we see this everywhere, not just in obvious stuff. It's in advertising. It's in marketing. It's even in our everyday chats.
Man, critical thinking is a lot more complex than I thought.
It is. But the more we do it, the better we get at it. like a muscle, you know?
Gotta keep flexing that critical thinking muscle. So we talked about being skeptical of information, checking our biases, and not letting emotions rule us. You mentioned self-awareness earlier. How does that fit into all of this?
Self-awareness is huge because it helps us understand, like, what are our weak spots? Where are we vulnerable?
Our weaknesses.
Yeah. The things that make us susceptible to persuasion, you know?
Like if someone knows you're insecure about something.
Exactly. They can use that.
Oh, wow.
So the better we know ourselves, the better we can spot those situations, protect ourselves.
It's like having a personal security system, but for your mind.
That's it. But, you know, self-awareness, it's not a one-time thing.
It's got to be ongoing.
Yeah, you got to keep working on it. Reflect on your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. Be honest about your strengths and weaknesses, both.
So it's not just knowing ourselves, but also actively trying to, like, improve ourselves.
Exactly.
Build that stronger foundation.
Okay, I'm getting it. The more we understand ourselves, the less power others have over us.
You got it.
Well, this has been an amazing deep dive. Seriously. When we started with cults, their tactics, and now we're talking about these big ideas. Critical thinking, self-awareness, things we can use in every part of our lives.
It's all connected, right?
Totally. And like you said, knowledge is power. The more we know about how manipulation works, the better we can spot it, resist it, and, you know, just live a more free life.
Exactly. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, trust your gut. You have the power to make good choices and resist manipulation in all its forms. Great advice. And for anyone who wants to keep exploring this stuff, we've got some awesome resources linked in the show notes. Stay safe out there, everyone. And remember, critical thinking, it's a journey, not a destination.